Hello and welcome to SciLight, a daily free podcast exploring the coolest bits of science and technology. I'm Jongmin Park and this week we're bringing you the highlights from the 9th annual Cambridge Science Festival, a celebration of science, technology, engineering, art and mathematics. Now, this wasn't the kind of festival where you just have one big event, but a week-long series of fun science-related programmes and activities, including hands-on workshops and interactive demos and exhibits around Cambridge and Boston. A major theme for this year's festival was the Celebrating Einstein series, a special set of events dedicated to Albert Einstein and the 100th anniversary of his greatest scientific legacy, the General Theory of Relativity. These included panel discussions and interviews with distinguished physics professors, but also interactive video art installations, dance, music, and film about physics. One of my favourite parts of the Celebrating Einstein series was an event called A Shout Across Time, which celebrated Einstein's ideas and legacy through various forms of artistic media. To kick off the event, a dance interpretation of the theory of general relativity was narrated by Carrie Goldberg from the radio station WBUR. She used a lot of metaphorical devices in her explanations, which went really well with the accompanying dance, which had dancers representing space that can bend and ripple. It was very creative, and I wish I could somehow show you the dance, but unfortunately this is an audio-only podcast. But here is a glimpse of the very unique science lesson from the event A Shout Across Time. General relativity is the idea that gravity is not a force, but rather like space being curved. So how exactly can space be curved?
Well, imagine placing a soccer ball on a rubber sheet. Clearly, the ball curves the sheet, and how much it is curved depends on the mass of the ball. The rubber sheet represents our usual three-dimensional space, and the soccer ball, massive objects like our sun. If you now place a tennis ball on the sheet as well, and let it be, it would roll down the rubber sheet towards the soccer ball, almost as if there was an invisible force pushing it.
This idea might sound bizarre, but it is actually how Einstein's theory of general relativity works. The rubber sheet in this case is space-time, and the balls are the planets and the stars. Gravity is caused by planets and stars warping space-time. But how does this prove other strange phenomena like the existence of black holes?
So let's imagine placing heavier and heavier objects on our rubber sheet. The more balls I place on the sheet, the more curved the sheet becomes. So curved, in fact, that if you are sufficiently close to the center, at some point, no matter how much you try to climb out, you just can't. The gravity produced by such an incredibly dense object would be almost unimaginable. Even before I had finished squeezing that star into such a small space, when I had gotten it as compact as, say, a neutron star, the density would be incredible. A teaspoon of such dense material would weigh about as much as Earth itself. The matter would become so incredibly dense and its gravity so incredibly strong that not even light could escape. An object so gravitationally strong that it prevents light from escaping defines a black hole.
So that's why we call it a black hole. The gravitational pull is so strong that even light can't escape. That still sounds pretty mysterious, and I'm sure you're all wondering what it would be like to actually visit one. So what would happen if you were to be magically transported inside of a black hole?
Well, you would sink to the center, but how fast? Well, if the black hole had the mass of the sun, And if you were standing about 1 mile away from its center, you would be pulled to the center and reach the center, also known as the singularity, traveling at about 1/3 the speed of light. Can you imagine sprinting 1 mile at 1/3 the speed of light? That is 10 million times faster than Usain Bolt, currently the fastest sprinter on Earth. Unfortunately, you would be shredded to pieces before you reach the singularity. If instead of running toward it, you just dove into it head first, then your head would be pulled faster than your feet and torn apart.
Spooky. With all the phenomena about black holes, gravity waves, and space, you might think that general relativity is all about astronomy. But did you know that it's actually embedded in the objects we use every day? Take Google Maps in your phone, for example. Thanks to Einstein, we know that the clocks in the GPS satellites 13,000 miles above us run slightly faster than the clocks on Earth, due to the gravitational effects explained by general relativity. Without this knowledge, the global positioning system, or GPS navigation, wouldn't even work. The links between abstract scientific ideas and everyday technology are not always clear. But behind it, there could be a multi-billion dollar industry and a very useful tool. So the next time you find your way around using Google Maps, think about Einstein and his theory of general relativity. Having had the privilege of attending several Cambridge Science Festival events, I must say that Boston is the most wonderful place to study science, because Cambridge and Boston collectively foster a spirit of scientific inquiry and creativity, not only through cutting-edge research, but also the communication of that science through various forms of art. And it's a very interdisciplinary approach that is unique to Boston, and I felt truly grateful to be studying engineering here. Well, that is the last episode of SciLight for this semester. Thank you very much for listening. Please join us again next semester for some more cool science. Goodbye.